The Yellow Jacket Hockey pregame show continues on this Saturday night from Westman Arena in Superior. The Yellow Jackets getting ready to take on Northland College in game two of their first round WIAC playoff series. I'm John Garver, and we're joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Rich McKenna. And, you know, looking at last night, coach, the start was everything you could have wanted and then some, but you weren't able to kind of maintain that pace the rest of the way.
No, I think we had a good start, which is something we talked about, which was good, which was positive to see. I thought we had, in the second period, you know, during the game, I was like, we're not playing well. Going back and taking emotion out of it and watching video, we actually had the puck a decent amount. We just weren't executing at as high of a pace. You know, we were able to get pucks to the net or whatever, but we kind of started to get away from the skating aspect of our game. But we had the puck more. So it kind of went into the third period as well too. I think at that point, once we scored that fifth goal, we honestly did play down a level. We didn't have that nail in the coffin mentality, and you know, we talked about it in our meeting this morning, and you know, we showed some clips on that, and you know, now we got to execute, right? We have a chance to end Northland's season, and we have to have a certain mentality to do that. You can't just participate in this game. You have to be a factor and a player in this game. So, you know, it's up to the guys here now to either have that mentality or have a tougher night. It's their choice.
You talked in the pregame last night about Pavel moving back and playing D, and you gave me the reasons why. I especially in the first period, I thought he was really good back there and was a very pivotal part of the breakout. Offensively, he seemed very comfortable back there. Were you happy with the way he was defending and the way he was handling assignments in his own end?
Yeah, in all honesty, I think Pav did a good job. He's, you know, for... his first, you know, your first game playing D all year, and he's in a playoff game and a must-win game. You know, I don't think he made a ton of mistakes. In all honesty, he was able to bring some speed to our back end. He was able to move the puck up to our forwards. His role is going to expand a little bit here tonight, I think. I think we're moving him to the second power play unit as well. But he's, you know, Pav's. Pav's a smart player. He only knows one way, which is hard work and work. No matter where, you could pretty much put Pav in goal and you'd get a good game out of him.
Segwayed me in about three different things here. So let's start with the most recent one in goal. Oster playing his first game within a month. Thoughts on his performance last night?
Thought he was absolutely fine. He made the saves he was supposed to make, made the saves that he wasn't supposed to make, and they scored three goals. One was off a face-off play through a screen. I don't know if anyone was going to get that one. The other two were absolute gaffes by five guys in front of him, and I thought he did everything he needed to do, and now he has a chance to play back-to-back here now too, and with the expectation that if we do move on, he'd be getting both games over down in Eau Claire.
You talked about putting Pav on the second power play unit. Power play struggling a little bit of late. It's been four games since you've put one in the back of the net, and I think one power play goal in the last 13 chances or something like that. How do you get that going?
I don't know, Garz. Our power play has been pretty much terrible all year. Let's just call it what it is. And it's amazing to me. You can score at the 10-game mark of this year. We had 44 goals. 40 were even strength, 4 were on the power play. I don't know how it's supposed to be a little bit easier in theory with one less guy out there to defend. But, it still hasn't we've gotten good looks. We've made some high-skilled plays that have resulted in goals. I think the biggest thing with us is the consistency of our power play. And you have to have a mentality like we talk about with our PK. Like, you have to go and outwork a power play. Our power play has to go and outwork a penalty kill. And for whatever reason, Cuddy's now on a unit to kind of get something maybe going there. We've gone from a 1-3-1 to an overload to a rover to umbrella. I mean, I, 2-3, you know. Just wish it was football, because I'd probably decline the power play if I could. Decline the penalty.
How good is your fourth line, Ben?
Ah, it's fantastic. You know, Prof, Cuddy, and McTavish, they've brought it. It goes back to, I believe, the River Falls game on at River Falls. They've been consistent. They've worked. They've found some chemistry. You know, in all honesty, three guys that I wouldn't think would gel together have now gelled together. And, you know, they were our best line last night, plain and simple, which is not a good thing. You know, you need the lines with 56 points combined and 24 goals to be your best line. But they bring an element. They bring energy. They're physical. They play north south. They do it the right way. They were all plus last night. You know, it was just a real. I mean, Prof had the game winner. You know, it's good to see. You know, it's quite the combination, but it works, and we're not going to mess with it.
Biggest keys for your team tonight.
I think a fast start, number one. Number two, I would like to see us play 60 complete minutes of jacket hockey. To break that down even further, we have to defend with a bigger purpose here now. We want to play our best game of the year. And that goes into its structure, yes, but the back checking, the detail on the back check, the communication, the pucks in, the pucks out, the puck management. Finishing checks, getting in shot lanes, sticks in shot lanes, just the detail part of the game. We have to be a little bit better at that. That's been a struggle of ours. I told our guys today it's outscoring a team and outplaying a team are two different things. We've outscored teams as of recently. I want to outplay a team. And hopefully the message gets through and we can move forward here.
Nothing better than a Saturday night win. Good luck, Coach.
Take care, Garth.